Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, August 2nd. I'm Ray Graff. Today we'll talk about eating local and the wonders of Northeastern cuisine with Josh Coletto. Josh co-owns Nighthawks in Troy, along with WAMC alum Howard Glassman. Josh is a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, who began his career in some of Portland, Oregon's top restaurants. He is committed to cooking with local meat and produce. You want to join the conversation? Give us a shout. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org or 800-348-2551. Either way, you get through. Josh Coletto and a mystery guest. Your calls coming up right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome our friend Chef Josh Coletto, a grad of the Culinary Institute. Josh began his career in Portland, Oregon's top restaurants. Upon returning to upstate New York, he was integral to the opening and success of several prominent restaurants around these parts. Now he owns Nighthawks with Howard Glassman, and it is, by all accounts that I've heard, a good spot to eat and have a pop. Nighthawks, it's a cool little corner bar and restaurant, about 10 seats at the bar, I'm told, although I've not been there, and about 10 tables inside. For Josh, it's all about fresh and locally sourced ingredients, and that's what we'll talk about today, the advantages of keeping it local. You want to join the fun, if you call it that? 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Josh Coletto, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Ray?
Come a little closer to the mic, yeah. My friend. There you are. Well, great to have you back. You brought, I don't know, the dude looks familiar. You brought someone with you.
Yeah.
It's on Howard Glassman.
Hello, Ray.
How? WAMC alum.
Alum.
Yeah, man.
We should have a softball game, get all the alum back and play.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I went to the beach last week.
Yeah.
In Maine, you got to go down the hills. Tighten my hammies up. I was walking around like Red Fox for 3 days, and then my kids are like, you need to go to the doctor, Dad? But no, everything's fine now. No softball for me.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
What's up with you? You know, I'm in Troy. I'm in Troy 7 days a week, helping Josh and everybody eat well.
All right, so as I mentioned at the outset, I have not been to Nighthawks. I've heard good things. Guys, tell me how this, before we get into the topic at hand, how did Nighthawks come to be, and why pick that spot?
Well, I've known Josh for years as he was a drummer in a lot of bands that played at a couple of my venues. And when, was it 2014, I literally across the street on Central Avenue opened up the Low Beat.
Was it that long ago?
2014, yeah.
10 years ago.
I believe it was 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, Josh came over and he said, hey, listen, if you need any help in the kitchen, I can set you up, and he set me up with menus and how to order and everything like that. And eventually he's like, you know, I'd like to do once a month, maybe do a brunch.
Yeah.
So we did rock and roll brunch for about, what, 2.5 years, was it?
Yeah.
Roughly.
You know, it started monthly, and then it kind of slowly was whenever we wanted to.
Basically. It was Sundays, a Sunday a month, and the lines, even in the middle of the winter, were, I mean, down the block.
That's great.
It was crazy.
You know, and I loved going over to the Low Beat because it was right across from the station, and I could get a great. Did you make those burgers?
Yeah, that was me. You know,
you got a skill too.
Listen, it may be a skill, but he's got the magic.
So, all right, Josh Coletto, do you tell Howard? Well, you're doing this wrong, man. You don't do that.
I don't got to tell him much, but you know, I got opinions on every step of the process for sure.
At Nighthawks, do you let him anywhere near the kitchen?
No.
Yeah, he hasn't yet. We've talked about getting him trained in the kitchen, but we haven't done it yet.
So. No, you know, because that would just lead to me being in the kitchen.
Well, you know what? And you're there 7 days a week.
I am there 7 days a week.
What difference does it make?
And someone's got to be on the bar at times.
You know, one thing I want to say is, and I don't know if it was the COVID that killed the Low Beat, but it was a pretty cool establishment.
Well,
what happened there?
Thank you. Yeah, no, that was, I think we lasted about 6 years almost. You know, it was a small space. We did the best we could. a lot of memories in there. But eventually, yeah, COVID kind of forced our hand. Yeah. I was running between Albany and Troy for about a year or so, and then COVID hit and shut it down, and was actually pretty fortunate to find a buyer in the middle of COVID.
That's
true. For it. So, and then, you know, it's been Troy every day. I hop on 787, and I'm there, and
that's
12
great.
Minutes.
Yeah. All right. So what's on the menu? I see you brought some stuff, but what's on the menu at Nighthawks, Josh? What are you focusing on?
So, yeah, we're open 7 days a week, so we always have a all-day burger menu. We do, you know, local beef from Highland Hollow. The potatoes all come from Schoharie Valley Farms. We just, you know, have a really basic all-the-time menu.
Are these from
Schoharie? Some of the ones, you know, we ferment the fries. We blanch them.
Ferment the fries?
There's overnight fermentation of them once we cut them. It just helps with the process.
That's good. Oh, they're very good.
They're good French fries. Yeah, and the potatoes are awesome. You know, they come from Schoharie Valley Farms, so, like, you know, they're right down the street. So the potatoes that they grow, you know, you see them, you talk to the farmer, you know, they have passion for what they're growing. So they're just good. They're
you know,
better.
You've been on the show before, and we've talked about local, sourcing your stuff local when possible. It's not always possible, right?
No, I mean, you know, there's being in upstate New York, there's a short growing season.
Yeah.
Luckily, like with the potatoes, we get those all year because they grow so much and they keep them in storage for us so we can just pull them all year. With the beef, you know, we get those all year. The buns come from Prinzo's in Albany.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
nothing wrong with that.
Make our own pickles, our own American cheese on that burger.
You make your own pickles. there are a number of purveyors of fine pickles. Why do you have to make your own pickles?
You know, it just the more we can do in-house ourselves, I feel like that's, you know, the more control we have over the final product.
Yeah.
So. It's nice to have that.
You brought a burger. I probably have to tuck into
that
at
some
point.
Yeah, you should eat
some
of that, for sure.
Number here is 800-348-2551. I try not to talk and eat at the same time. Well, let's grab one call here before we take a break, and then we'll get back to the emails and discussion about eating local with Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman, our mystery guest here on the program today. Let's go to Paul in Sarasota, Florida. Paul, you're on.
Hi, Ray, and hi, folks from Nighthawks.
Hi, Paul.
I guess my question's for Josh and Howard. So it sounds like Nighthawks is the kind of place that has farm-to-table, so you're locally sourcing and getting things that are in season. But how do you build a menu and, like, respond to new trends or new customer preferences? You know, maybe there's some dish that's really fashionable, but how do you do that, you know, with seasonal ingredients that might or might not be available throughout the year?
You know, Paul, you've jumped to like 245 in my list of questions, but let's answer it right now. What do you think?
I try to keep up on the trends and stuff, but we have our own way of making things in line with that. But, you know, I mostly focus on tradition and what people have done with local food. You know, I'm trained in French cooking, so I, you know, a lot of those classic dishes and everything, I feel like they never really go out of style. And, you know,
we are the trend,
you know,
Paul.
So do you know Paul by any chance? We don't get that many callers from Sarasota.
I've met this guy before, I think.
He might have been up here visiting. We get a lot of people coming through, especially like when I'm on the bar.
On WAMC online.
Hey, man, thank you for that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, no, I meet a lot of people on the bar that are either coming through or live in the area and are going somewhere else, but they pop in. Sarasota, not so much of a reach.
No, it's kind of a commute. Right. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551. Josh Coletto is here, and Howard Glassman from Nighthawks. We're talking about eating local, sourcing local, and cooking local as much as you can. By the way, how long can you store potatoes? I never thought of that.
I mean, you know, it depends, but we keep them 8 months or so in storage. Like, and you know, they're in a giant cold warehouse that's around 40 degrees, and you keep them in the dirt from growing it, and you wash them as you take them out. You know, people have been doing that for forever with their root cellar, so it's kind of just taking back to that old tradition of storing vegetables in the dirt in a big cold warehouse and then washing them as you need them.
You know, we'll get back to the food in a moment, but Troy, what they're doing in Troy is pretty great.
It's kind of amazing.
It's kind of a happening place.
It really is.
All right, let's take a quick break here. 800-348-2551. It's eating. It's cooking. It's sourcing local with Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman from Nighthawks. Yeah, Zach, we'll take a little break. Inside baseball here, Zach was given a cheeseburger, and he had some fries, and now he's ready for Happy Nappy. You got to hang in there for 40 more minutes, man, all right? All right. Vox Pop, it's a Food Friday. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. It's Howard Glassman, a surprise last-minute entry on the racing card. And Josh Coletto, Chef Coletto, is the head food honcho over at Nighthawks in Troy. And Howard, I don't know if you made that burger or not, but it's dang good, brother.
I'll tell you, the people we have in the kitchen making the burgers are experts.
Really?
They are artisans. They are masters. That one, Hannah Skalwald made that one.
All right, so Hannah today did well.
Did great.
The homemade pickles are outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really nice. They go well with the fermented French fries.
You know, the fermented French fries, you got two different types of pickly flavors there.
What's the advantage of fermenting a French fry?
You know,
does anybody else do it?
Not that I know of, except for apparently McDonald's at one point in like the 50s, they started by fermenting their French fries overnight. And, you know, while
You're
we were
me.
Doing all these trials in the beginning of trying to figure out how to make the French fries the way we wanted them, salted them overnight and let them ferment. And they just, it changed the texture completely so they can stay crispy, but they also have like a deeper, rich flavor.
Yeah. They're beautiful. Seasoned
throughout. I thought
they were sweet potato fries when you opened them. And that's not my favorite thing in the world. And I said, oh my God. But these are great. These are potato fries.
Yes,
fermented. The burger looks great. And it tastes great.
Hold it up to the camera. Oh, wait.
Oh, we don't have them anymore. They're gone, man.
Gone.
What's the sauce? Just mayo? Straight up?
So that's like our special sauce. You know,
it starts.
We make homemade mayonnaise.
You can't tell. You
from
can't
some
tell
local eggs, you know.
You make the mayo.
We make the mayo for the special sauce. We make everything. Everything we can, we make.
Josh, how many hours a day do you work?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, you got to make the pickles. You got to make the mayo. I mean,
well, we got a whole mess of people making all this stuff. You know, I rarely these days making the burger pickles. You know, I focus a lot on our dinner menu that we run Sunday through Thursday or Thursday through Sunday. So that is more of whatever the farmers are dropping off, we cook. So this, we have a solid crew that kind of runs this show. And then I'm, you know, doing
more
the dinner
hoity-toity
stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
what else is on the menu?
This week we got some great pork belly from Climbing Tree Farms with, you know, we're just getting some great corn the last, you know, couple weeks. So it's with corn puree, and we pickled some cherries from some Mascot Farm. We got from that same pig that we butchered.
You butcher
these
your
pork
own?
Loins. Well, you know, Mike Lappy, who's been on here with me before.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He does it with me always. So he comes in and we butcher the pigs and talk about how we're going to serve it, what we're going to do with the different cuts.
Isn't he at Cobleskill?
He is at Cobleskill, yeah. So, yeah, the ad for the meat program, he's the one.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's the guy. He's going to be teaching everyone how to cut the meat. And he does it for us, too.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Ostensibly, our topic is eating local. But it's always great to catch up with Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman from Nighthawks. 800-348-2551. The email is voxpop@wamc.org. This is a question written in by Michael. Has working with so many local farmers and growers given you a greater sense of inspiration and or creativity? And then, secondary question, what advice would you give a young chef looking to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard in the beginning when you're just given a bunch of stuff. You know, the farmers kind of just drop off what they have. You know, they grow what they grow.
Yeah.
And then working with that and forming those relationships, I don't want anything to go bad. I don't want to see all their hard work, you know, fall short in the final product of serving really nice vegetables or really nice meat or whatever. So the inspiration, you know, is not disappointing these farmers that are also working so hard to make that. So, you know, over the years, I've met these people and formed these relationships and cooked with them and talked to them about the food, how they like it, how I like it. Like, we go from there.
You know, that's a great point, though. You formed these relationships, but you have to be out there. Okay, again, this gets down to, are there more than one Josh Coletto? Because you have to get out there and you have to sometimes, you know, beat the bushes and find some of these farms. And yeah, you have great relationships, but I assume you're always looking at what's out there. And that's got to be a time-consuming process as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, before Nighthawks, that's what I spent a lot of my time going to the farms, meeting the farmers, touring the farms, just checking out the animals, just having friends that worked at farms, hanging out there. And then, you know, I've found a solid base, but since I've had Nighthawks, people come to me now and say, hey, we have this product, we want... You know, are you interested in selling it or are you interested in buying it? And then, you know, we try it. We talk about it. I learn about what kind of animals they're breeding, their processes, how they farm. And then from there, we work together if you know.
You know, Howard, you'll know this well because you and I go back 30 plus years. But, yes. You know, I would not be the person you'd want running any sort of an establishment, a restaurant or anything. But how do you do quality control? Josh, you just talked, I mean, not quality, quantity. Because, Josh, you just talked about, hey, we don't want stuff to go bad. How do you, and I assume the profit margin, I'm not going to ask you guys about your business, but there has to be. It can't be an enormous profit margin, and you want to use what you have. How do you do that inventory control?
Well, when we started, the whole idea was if we had an item on the menu for Friday night, Saturday night, say it was a steak for two, a ribeye steak for two, we had six of them. Come Saturday night, if we ran out of them, we ran out of them.
Yeah.
Now, if there's something left over, we're in the 90 percentile of waste, which we try, you know, like.
So you really have it down.
Pretty much. If the kitchen can't use it, our bar manager, Christine Hawkins, takes it and we'll use it in drinks.
I'm sorry. How are you going to put a steak
in a
drink?
No, I didn't say she was using
the steaks
steak.
Always sell.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
The steaks are an easy sell.
Yeah, the steaks on top of the Bloody Mary. That's the special.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That'd be impressive.
But, you know, the herbs. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, fruits, herbs, different things the farms are bringing us.
Right. We got to hit the phones here in a minute, but let's just talk briefly. You piqued my interest at the drink menu. Mm. What's the drink menu like there? And are you trying to source local with that stuff?
In the fresh products on that, you know, I always have, you know, the produce, the herbs, all the things like that for the bar. But, you know, liquors we use from around the world.
Yeah.
The wine list, I tend to prefer French wine, Spanish wine. So I go to that part of the world.
So you're snob is what you're saying.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. On occasion. Secret wine snob.
He's into the French wines.
You're the Rheingold guy.
I'm the Rheingold guy, for sure.
All right, the number here is 800-348-2551. Chef Josh Coletto is here at our own... alum, Howard Glassman. Let's go to the phones, and Nancy's in Newbury. Nancy, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I was curious, everything sounds great. I was curious about the fermented French fries. You said you salted them, but what's the process of what happens to the French fries?
All right, so we cut the French fries into French fry shape, you know, cut the potatoes, and then they essentially you take 2% by weight of salt of the potatoes, and I add that to it and cover it with water, and then we ferment it 24 hours.
Just in the water?
From there. In just room temperature water with the salt.
Huh.
What happens to the potatoes with the salt in the water? Well, how does it physically change?
So when you do the salt fermentation, they call that lactic fermentation, but in this process, it kind of takes the starch and breaks it down further so that, you know...
Okay.
The longer you ferment the French fries before you do the initial like blanching of it, because we'll do it one cooking and then a second, the first they'll be like crispier and they will color less. So it breaks down the starch in a way that really changes a lot about the French fries.
They really are outstanding fries, Nancy. I got to say. Thank you for the call. Do you guys do cheese fries? Because that would be the next step.
We do some cheese fries
on
the happy hour, remember? Well, we make our own American cheese, yes.
What?
So, which is, you know, like a cheese product. I used to be a cheesemaker at Old Chatham Sheep Herding years ago.
I didn't know that.
Well, we don't do the from scratch, but we'll use Grafton cheddar, which is great cheddar. And then we kind of make a cheese product with local milk. We use some butter. We use different spices. We stabilize it with potato starch. And then that's what's the topic
okay,
for the burgers.
Okay, so, all right, you were on this topic here. The number's 800-348-2551. Love me some American cheese.
Yes.
I love Cooper American. I love some of these other American cheeses you can get in the deli. How do you do it? Can I do it? Can I do it at the Graf household?
Yeah, definitely.
You really? Know, explain.
I don't think there's a better cheese on a burger than American cheese. It just melts.
Agreed.
You know, so yeah. So I wanted to do that, but I didn't want it to be
Kraft,
or you know, come from somewhere. I wanted it to be a local product. So, you know, we grate cheese. We mix it with a little bit of potato starch. I pour hot milk over it with some butter in it. You got to mix it. It's got to stay above 168 degrees for the gelling of the potato starch. Other than that, it just forms, and then we use it as a solid cheese once it's cooled.
So you say over 168. How far over is okay? In other words...
Well, you don't want to boil everything together because you'll get a burnt cheese flavor. It might separate the fat. But you just bring it up. You want it to stay around there. And what we do is we boil the milk and pour it over the cheese so it stays around that temperature.
Chef Josh Coletto is with us, and Howard Glassman, both from Nighthawks in Troy. The number here is 800-348-2551. As we talk about sourcing and eating local here, 800-348-2551. The email is voxpop@wamc.org. Christine in Watervliet writes in, Nighthawks is another fantastic Troy restaurant. Food is amazing. No questions, because Josh and team have figured it all out, and it's a gold medal production. Oh, I see. She got an Olympic reference
figured
in there.
Figured it all out. That. I like that.
That's nice. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
This past June was 6 years.
That's amazing.
It's amazing the fact that after a year, it was about a year and a half COVID hit.
Yeah, right when we were starting to hit our stride, it felt like. Yeah.
So you opened Nighthawks while the low beat was still open.
Yeah, he was like, all right, we've done 2.5 years of these brunches. We should open a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I, many, many, many years ago, and you can ask my wife this, said I will never go into business with somebody again after a crazy kind of business partnership.
Yeah.
And it would, you know, I don't know what Josh did. Some voodoo hex on me or something, but I'm like, sure, let's give it a shot.
Any problems? Any frictions?
Well, he doesn't like the Clash.
He doesn't like the Clash?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
That is so funny.
I know.
I've been on a Clash kick.
Yeah, why not?
Driving back from... My son likes kind of like the relaxing, jazzy
sure he does.
Music, and he was driving, so he was driving home, and I said at one point, I'm like, can we throw on some Black Market Clash here just for a little while?
Listen.
I like almost everything else.
It's just true.
The Clash. I don't know. I just don't
it's
have
fine.
A.
Listen, well. we've known each other for a long, long time. We've been in business together. I mean, if you want to count the low beat, be 8.5 years or so. You know, there's going to be problems with any, you know, something will arise where we might not see eye to eye on it, but we find the common ground, and we're both maybe a little too relaxed at times. It's like, you really want to do that? Fine. You really want to do that?
Really?
Fine.
So it works out.
It shouldn't, right? Partnerships, restaurants, generally.
I had a rough one too with a restaurant, the Flying Chicken I had in Troy many years ago.
The Flying Chicken is a great name.
That was their
that chicken recipe was Josh's.
That I helped open years and years ago now, though. But that was before this, and then I didn't think I was going to open a restaurant with anybody ever again after that.
Same.
So. I mean, you're in the cooking, you know, you went to the Culinary Institute and everything else, so I understand that this is something that you would do. Howard, you've been a musician, you've been a bar manager, a bar owner, and kind of an aficionado of local music. And
right.
Was there any cooking background in your history that led to this?
Well, when I was 12, 13, I started working in... my uncle's deli in Schenectady. Some folks may have heard of it. It's still there. It's Gershon's.
That's your uncle's?
Well, it was my uncle's.
Best chop liver in town.
My great uncle Irv opened it up, and then my mother's brother, Bob, took it over, and I worked there some in high school and all through college. Actually, it helped me get through college. And then I just assumed, when I got out of college, I'd go from the prep in the basement, making everything, to upstairs. And next thing I know, he sold it and moved on to a different venture. But, you know, it was always in the back of my mind, like, I've got this, you know, knowledge, use it. And, you know, then I meet Josh and it's like, yeah, I really don't know anything.
Yeah, well, you're learning now, right?
I am. You're never too old to learn, right?
But I don't know.
No, it's old dogs
new
tricks.
I'm 60 now, man.
You and me both, and we're learning still.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
Speak for yourself.
All right.
All right, so here's an email that came in from Frederick. I'll just stop that line of chat, and we'll go back to the emails. The number here is 800-348-2551. Josh Coletto is here from Nighthawks. Also, co-owner Howard Glassman from Nighthawks. This is from Frederick. How has climate change begun to impact your access to quality, reliable produce farmed and foraged that you have been sourcing locally? Well, I guess the first question is, has it?
Tomatoes are early this year.
Yeah, you know, the farmers, you know, their job is to deal with this because their livelihood depends on it. So, you know, we notice that, I don't know, maybe this year the cucumber beetles like destroyed a field or you know, at the farm we work with, the kale is getting destroyed this year, or it's too much rain and the tomatoes popped, or it's too dry and the peppers didn't work. So, you know, I haven't... Maybe just stuff a little earlier as of now. I haven't felt too much of it yet, you know.
Are you a grass-fed guy? Do you like grass-fed beef specifically?
Yeah. I like it all. I think grass-fed is great. And I think that the Highland Hollow beef we use is partially grass-fed, also partially grain-fed, and I think it's all really nice. It depends, and it's nice to have the difference as long as the cows are healthy. And
I can taste the difference. Howard, how about you?
Huge difference. And everybody that comes through and comments about it, either on Yelp or Google or whatever, even in person, are just like, this is the best hamburger they've ever had. And you know what? You and I, Josh included, you and me, Ray, are hamburger aficionados, right?
Huge.
I'll eat anywhere and try a burger and stuff, and I really haven't come across a burger that's as good as ours. And
it's delicious. You're not just bragging.
No.
It's really, really good.
Absolutely.
It's the, you know, yeah, like the meat quality is everything, you know?
And this is grass-fed?
This is some grass-fed, some, like, it's partially grass. Like, the cows don't only eat grass.
Right. See, the one complaint I would have about some grass-fed beef, and not all. I'm not going to cast aspersions on any of the people, the farmers, who that's what they do. But sometimes it'll be a little drier than I would like.
Yeah, and that has a lot to do with the cooking process, too. I bet I could make you some grass-fed meat.
Well, whatever you got here is done pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Number here is 800-348-2551. We are talking about eating, sourcing, and cooking local with Chef Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman from Nighthawks in Troy, New York. The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be right back. Let's play Name That Artist. Howard Glassman
No
is
idea.
Oh, you have no idea? All right, what about the era? 70s, right?
Okay, so that's Spiro Gyra.
Who did Mannix?
I have no idea.
Lalo Schifrin, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And with Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah.
That's, there you go, some 70s funk.
Yeah, okay.
800-348-2551. Not really a music show, but I do like the music.
Sure.
I do love that burger. Just had another bite. I can only do that when we're not chatting.
Understood.
Quickly about the veggie burger. I know you guys brought some veggie burgers too.
Mm-hmm.
Dina at the front desk, I just popped my head out to bring some fries out for everybody, and she said it was phenomenal. How are you doing your veggie burgers? There are a number of ways to do that.
Yeah, so for us, it starts with beans, local beans coming out of New York. New York grows a lot of great beans. We use local rye berries as well.
What kind of beans?
I generally like the pinto beans for that.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're like creamy. They're nice and creamy. You grind them up, they're really good.
Yeah.
So we cook beans, we cook rye berries, we get some nice local shiitake mushrooms, we cook it down, add some wine, kind of blend it together, season it up.
Let me ask you a question. When you make a burger, now, there was a time when one of my daughters was on a kick. I'm a vegetarian now. Okay, fine. If you want to be, I'll go and I'll spend the extra money to get the pre-made burgers, then I'll throw them on the grill. They're excellent. I mean, yeah. I'll just say the name because I'm not going to disparage them at all, but we got Beyond Burgers,
yeah,
and they were great. Consistency is the key. Those had consistency like a burger, and I did not try your veggie burgers, but are you shooting for a beef-like consistency, or do you just say, I'll do it my own way?
I mean, I'm not so into the fake meat as much as showcasing the vegetables, so I think, like, the rye berries give it a little chew, kind of like the Beyond.
What's a rye berry?
Rye grains that grow. It's a grass.
They have berries on them.
Same as like a wheat berry on the top. That's the seeds. And they, you cook them as a grain and they,
it's great.
You can make, rye whiskey, or you can make rye flour, and you can make rye bread, or you can make the whole berries into veggie burgers.
Do you use grape nuts at all?
I haven't in a while.
All right, fine. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551, and we'll go to Kinderhook. Alan, you're on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to you guys compare the perfect burger, and I, too, am an aficionado of burgers. Nothing turns me off more than having a great burger and having it served on a bun that looks like it came right out of the supermarket.
Right.
What do you guys do about that?
Beautiful question, and these buns are delicious.
We get our buns delivered every day from Prinzo's in Albany. They bake them for us every day and drop them off, and they're great.
Yeah. You know what? So much of your burger is going to be bun. It better be good. It's like you're mixing a drink. Your mixer better be good.
It needs to hold up.
I'm not so into the brioche or anything like that. It's just like a standard
sesame
hamburger bun.
Right. Beautiful stuff. Alan, you want to follow up?
I just wanted to ask if those buns were available to, the Hoi Polloi as well as you guys.
Oh, yeah. Prinzo's is great right on Delaware Ave.
Just, if you drive down there, I know they close at 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon to prep, but they're open early in the morning. Yeah. He changed his hours during COVID.
Everything changed.
But so, they're there all,
you walk right in.
Bright and early making hamburger buns so they can deliver to everyone. Mm-hmm.
But there are great hamburger buns to be had in Kinderhook and everywhere else. Look for them.
Sure.
Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. That's the number. Or voxpop at WAMC.org. And let's go to Schenectady. Hello, Nancy. You're on.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on, I've been using almost entirely local for several years. And I think the availability in this area is quite good for using local foods. I get most of mine from a CSA farm. But when the CSA farm goes close to year-round, the only time we don't get anything from them is from March through May. So,
okay.
And I find that with things I've been able to get from them and freeze, as well as using the local... I'm in Schenectady, so we have the Green Market every Sunday.
Right.
That has a lot of... And the availability of vegetables to use during that time period. I tend to not make lettuce salads all winter, and in the summer I don't use so much of the coleslaw. My CSA gives me cabbage in the summer, so I do make summer coleslaw too.
Yeah, that's and at the restaurant we do the same thing. We have pickles by the dozen everywhere, all pickled vegetables, preserved tomatoes, pickled peppers. We freeze stuff. We dehydrate stuff. That way we can use it all year. And it's nothing better than pulling off a jar of summer tomatoes in January.
The rye berries, too, using some of those kinds of things. And I've been using Well, the dried beans that I use are the kind I can buy in the store usually. I've found a couple of farms around here that have dry beans that you can get, but
yeah.
I don't have that easy access to those particular farms.
Yeah.
So
Well, Nancy, thanks.
That I do.
Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Josh Coletto is with us. And Howard Glassman. Both of these cats are from Nighthawks. Now 6 years. Unbelievable how time flies.
In the restaurant business, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
You're right in my neighborhood. I've seen you like thrice in the last 6 years.
Well, it's,
you look a little older. No offense.
I am a little older.
Yeah.
I'm a lot older.
800-348-2551 if you have a question about sourcing and eating and cooking local. For Chef Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman. So before we took a bunch of calls, we're talking a little bit about your drink list. What's the most popular one you got over there?
Jenny Cream Ale in a can.
You still have Jenny Cream Ale in a can?
Absolutely.
Can't go wrong.
Absolutely.
Really? It's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being elitist, but I don't consider that a mixed drink.
It's not a mixed drink.
No.
You're right. You got me there. You know, our drink cocktail list changes weekly, biweekly. So what's popular, I don't know that way. We sell a lot of French 75s lately.
Really? John Fish. Do you know John Fisher from the Culinary Institute?
Mm-mm.
He's going to be on next week. It's our summer cocktail show, which is, I believe, next week. He made them one time. They're very good. They're very good.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, on brunches, we go through a lot of Bloody Marys, a lot of mimosas.
Tell me about the brunch. When does that run?
Saturday, Sunday. Starts at 10 in the morning, and it runs till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Do you have
days.
The music anymore?
Well,
you had it over at the Lobby.
Yeah, no, we tried that, I think, once.
It didn't work out so
yeah,
great.
It's,
yeah, we'd rather have the seating. We're so small that it's like, if we're going to have music, we got to kick out some tables. So
right. You know what? At closing time, if you'd like me to do a brief acoustic set, I can clear the place for you very quickly.
Perfect.
Yeah. Or I throw on some Captain Beefheart, and that seems to work too at times.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. 800-348-2551 is the number. What's coming up? Anything new in the next week or two that has been sourced local that it's peak freshness right now?
Oh, I mean, right now is peak summer stuff. So we got more tomatoes than we can handle, more peppers than we know what to do with, eggplant, corn.
What do you do with the eggplant? I go for the fried eggplant myself.
Fried eggplants, you know, we'll make purees out of it. I like to make like a preserved eggplant in oil that I use a lot.
Yeah.
Just anything. You know, you got to figure out a lot of uses. When, like, you know, say every year we'll get 300 pounds of tomatoes delivered around this time of year, and we got to.
That's a lot of tomatoes.
Make a lot of different stuff.
And you will preserve some of that?
Most of it gets preserved for the whole year, but other parts of it, you know, we'll have a lot of different tomato dishes on the menu.
Do you guys do pizzas?
No pizzas.
No?
No pizzas.
Rocco said not in my neighborhood.
We
weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah,
no
you don't
way.
Want to do that.
No
All right.
way. You know, you ask about, that's a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know, we go through 400 pounds of potatoes a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have big barrels to ferment them, yeah?
Well, no, I mean, we just got a lot of buckets.
A lot of buckets.
White buckets.
Eh?
Yeah.
Seafood?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll get some great local little steelhead trouts. I like to do the whole fish with those. And
where are you sourcing those?
Those ones come from a farm called Hiermann's Farm that's down in, I think it's like Tivoli, Germantown.
Mm-hmm.
And those are awesome.
Yeah.
They do a lot of really cool specialty produce, and the fish are amazing. So, like, they'll come in, you know, they must kill them that morning before they send them to us. So they're great.
How artfully said.
Yeah.
Well, you know. You know, we don't do prices in public radio. Howard knows this
well.
But in general, the trend for saltwater seafood, I'm just up in Maine, it's insanely expensive.
What were you paying for a lobster roll up there?
I did not get a lobster roll up there. Others in my family did, but I just winced and signed you know. But is freshwater fish still reasonable, or is it still on that upward curve as well?
Everything is on that upward curve. Doesn't really matter what it is food-wise.
It's hurtful. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Jerry and Troy. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
I saw you. I saw you this morning walking down Fifth.
Yes.
Oh, you know each other.
Jerry has been coming. I saw it pop up there. Jerry's been coming in since day one, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you like it then, Jerry?
Yes, maybe. Yeah. Yes. And actually, we're going there for dinner tonight.
There
but
you are.
In between, my daughter stopped in and got 3 or 4 veggie burgers to take back to New Jersey to her daughter, who is a vegetarian. And anytime anybody goes down to New Jersey from here, whenever I visit, it's like, could you stop and get some burgers from Nighthawks for me? They're her favorite. So just wanted to let you know, it's not just local people who love Nighthawks and your food.
Do the veggie burgers travel well? That's kind of a long drive.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
How do you get them there? Do you put them in a some sort of a cooler and try to keep them warm? What do you do?
Well, you know, they can cool off, but you can heat them. They even heat over well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll get 3 or 4. I'll take maybe 4 of them down for her that she'll eat over a couple of days. So she heats them up, puts them in the microwave, I think. But, you know, either way, she just enjoys them.
So, Jerry, you've been
very much, and it's a real treat.
You've been going there since the beginning, Jerry. So what keeps you coming back? It can't be Howard's personality.
Yeah, and it's not my coffee either, is it, Jerry?
Oh, it's bad?
Oh, Jerry made no bones about it. I don't like your coffee.
Wow.
So I don't make the coffee anymore.
So is it too bitter?
Who made the coffee? Who made the whole coffee? Oh, it's Howard's coffee. Yeah. Never mind.
I'll have a water, please.
Ouch. Okay. Well,
I love you, Jerry.
Well, I want to tell you, I love you guys, too. And that's why I go. It's such a great place and wonderful, wonderful, friendly people. And also, I wanted to, I don't know what I was going to say, but I have one word for you and tomatoes, Josh. Gazpacho.
I knew it was coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she a lobbyist for the gazpacho?
Yeah. I think next week is the week. We'll definitely put that on the dinner
menu.
Oh,
yeah, you say that every week.
Well, Jerry, thanks for the call. Enjoy the meal tonight. Appreciate it. So give me your recipe for gazpacho.
I mean,
you're gonna have to dust it off for Jerry at some point.
You know, it's gonna be different every time. You know, I don't use recipes much these days. I just use what's there and I make it taste good.
I'm sorry? No recipes at all.
I mean, you know.
Do you bake at all? Because that's scientific.
Yes. When I'm doing baking, I'll use recipes that I like. But for the most part, you know, I'm making gazpacho. I'm going to throw some tomatoes and some peppers and some cucumbers and find what herbs we got. Use that. Some vinegars that I like. Maybe some nice red wine vinegar. Fair amount of olive oil. That's pretty much it.
You know, looking at the restaurant business from the outside. And
that's a good place to be, actually. From
the perspective of a lifetime radio person, sort of averse to physical labor, it seems like there's a lot of work. Do you ever say, well, gosh, why am I doing this? There's so much. You have to be on all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, you know, I love cooking. I love food. I like feeding people. And everyone that works at Nighthawks also, you know, in the kitchen especially, feels the same way about food, and they love cooking. And I mean, it's
the passion.
You have to do the extra work of working with all the unprocessed local foods.
You know, some people just think you go into the freezer and open up a bag of French fries and dump them into the. It's not like
and you can do that.
Restaurants that do,
and you can do that, and most places do that,
right.
And that's fine.
We don't.
They're good, but. You know, I'm cool with eating it, but I won't. For what we serve, I want to make sure that it's, you know, everything is done as classically and from scratch and locally as we can make it.
You know, cooks and chefs, they impress me because of the level of artistry. I mean, I know a lot of musicians. There's a level of artistry there. But when you cook, it's also that. How has your art evolved over the years and the decades since you've been doing this?
I think the more I learn, the simpler everything becomes.
Interesting.
You know, like just focusing on showcasing like the flavors of the stuff that already tastes really good. You know, like, I mean, it's hard to go wrong like with a tomato sandwich. like of being like a perfect dish for a tomato.
But I mean, you can stamp on things and overthink things, just like if you're working on a song, you can overdo it.
Totally.
And you can do that with a recipe as well. And what you're saying is simplicity is the way to go.
Yeah, a chef once said to me, if you're adding something to the dish and it doesn't have a specific purpose adding to it, it's just taking away from the dish. So, and I kind of use that philosophy for everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Chef Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman are here from Nighthawks. The topic today has been cooking and sourcing and eating local. How many people in the, Howard, how many people on staff there in the kitchen?
On staff, we run anywhere from 22 to 25. Some are part-time, you know, fill in and stuff,
yeah.
and a lot are full-time.
That's a lot of people.
But,
I mean,
yeah,
the description that I had. And
every
I've
Wednesday
never...
when I do payroll, I go, that's a lot of people. But you know what? They all have a purpose. Everything fits together. There's a reason.
You know, I've never been there, but the description.
You keep saying that, right?
Well, no, I'm not. I don't go out of the house.
Troy is like 17 minutes from here.
I know where Troy
you
is.
Do.
And someday I'll go over there and I'll see it. But
don't
what I'm saying is the description is it's kind of a small, intimate joint.
It is.
How do you get that many people, that many employees?
I didn't say they work all at the same time.
I see.
Right.
Well, my question was more or less, how many people are working there on a given night?
Well, generally, two people on the floor, right? Two servers, a host sometimes, that's three. You have a bartender, is four. Someone on dish, that's five.
On dish meaning?
Dish pit. In the
washing
dishes.
Cleaning.
Yeah. I see, yeah.
Two folks cooking, one on the grill, one sous chef. Mm-hmm. And then... That's seven. Maybe
who's making
eight.
The pickles? Who's doing the fermenting?
During
the day. We have prep cooks as well that come in there and work all day doing things like making pickles, making the cheese, pickling vegetables, going through the walk-in, making sure that things are being used so nothing goes bad, you know, everything like that.
Do you take some of the newcomers, do you see talent, and do you take them under your wing?
Yeah, definitely. Oh. I mean, I taught cooking. Before I opened this restaurant, I had a brief period where I was teaching cooking, and I just love, you know, people that are interested in cooking good food. Like, nothing is more fun than showing them, like, how to do things that I know.
Here's a tough question. You know, you could be interested in something and not be good at it. Do you ever see someone who says, you don't have it, maybe try something else?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since that
happened.
But, like, you know, sometimes, yeah. I have not, it's been a long time since I've seen that. But you can usually.
Thankfully. Howard's
people like to talk a lot, you know, about how good they are.
All right. So we're about done here, fellas. The burgers, fantastic. If people want to learn more, Howard, about Nighthawks, how do they do that?
Come to Nighthawks, 461 Broadway in Troy. Online,
nighthawkstroy.com.
And we have Facebook, Instagram presence. You know, stop in. See us.
Well, guys, good time. Thanks for coming. Sorry it's 112 degrees in the studio. I don't know what's going on.
I can't wait to get outside.
It's really, not as bad.
It's so nice out.
Yeah. It really is.
Nighthawks. Well, guys, thanks again. Support comes from Bodywork Professionals, a licensed massage therapist, Albany, Saratoga Springs, Niskayuna, Nick Pavaldi, structural integration practitioner, Rolfer proprietor, 518-MASSAGE or bodyworkprofessionals.com. Sap Bush Hollow Farm Seasonal Cafe in Schoharie County, serving local foods 50 minutes from Albany, open Saturdays 9 to 2 through November. sapbushfarmstore.com/cafe. And Delmar Farmers Market, their 16th season, providing local and organic produce, prepared foods, and fair trade crafts, Saturdays from 9 to 1 at Bethlehem High School, 700 Delaware Avenue, delmarmarket.org. Thanks again to Josh Coletto and Howard Glassman from Nighthawks for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, who got his burger and fries and stayed awake all the same. Well done, sir. Barb King screened the calls. Not sure if she had a burger, but maybe she's having one now. You guys, thanks for the calls. Thanks for the emails. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday at 2 for a Medical Monday. Right now, stand by for a lovely thing.